It's Friday, May 30th, 2008. You're listening to the Scared Monkeys Radio Network. My name's Dana Pretzer, and here's my daily commentary. Well, I thought I'd end up the week with a cute story. It's about a 101-year-old lady who gets her driver's license renewed until 2011. Story comes out of Tallahassee, Florida. A Florida woman who's considered to be the world's oldest driver just got her driver's license renewed now until 2011. Lillian Cox, 101, says she's been driving since 1915 and continues to travel around Tallahassee, Florida in her 1984 sedan. She says, "I'm sure I look 101, but they don't let me know that." The lady Cox has been invited to be on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, and she hopes that they're going to send a limousine for her and all that. Nice story. Nice to see that the local TV station picked it up. But there's also a bigger picture here, and it talks about, and I will talk about, mandatory testing for those over the age of 60 or 65. It's nice to see someone at 101 with a driver's license, or 81 or 61. But are they able to drive? We all know that with age, your ability to react diminishes, and there is a rationale out there that those people of elderly state need to be actually retested, have a driver's test rather than just a quick renewal. Nice story. Good for Lillian that she can still drive at 101, but let's remember that those that are out there that are elderly sometimes need to be retested and be safe on the road. I'm Dana Pretzer.